Commissioner Gilman, are you ready to reconvene?
I am now.
Fantastic, sir. Thank you.
You bet.
You ready?
I am. Thank you.
Great. So we've all had time to review the fire chief's self-evaluation. I guess we will maybe let's start with the fire chief, and he can give us maybe a summary of what maybe he didn't cover on this list.
Yep.
And we'll start that way.
So Chief Jeremy Longcar for the record. So I'd just like to first take the opportunity to say thank you. I cannot believe it's been a year. It seems like I was just standing before you the very first time several months ago, but time does move quickly. So I do take the evaluation process very seriously and enforce those principles upon my people as well, because it's not about how good or how terrible you are. Your job is it, how do we make you better? And so that's how I view it. And when I put this together, I do pour my heart, and I speak very honestly when I talk, but I do want to say that some of the goals that I've outlined for next year are fairly minimal in size and nature. Generally, I'm kind of I just find things and run with them. So operationally, we've got a lot of changes and a lot of things that are currently moving forward. So you'll notice that the goals are a little slim on this, and that's probably because we've taken on a lot and we just roll with it. You know, I had a fairly limited time, so I didn't get to put as much in this document as I would have liked. But in addressing some of those goals, it said newer additional goals from the future. And I come to realize I never had a chance to really talk to the board about my goals when I got in this position. So it's hard to base my performance off of goals and objectives that you're not really privy to. So going back, I put just a little list of things that within this year that we were able to do. And just within this year, we chased grants like crazy and went after every form of alternative funding we can find, which total for my tenure has been right around $5 million. But for this year and moving ahead two more years, we were able to get about $3.3 million in grant funding. We picked up 7 additional staff that cost the county nothing. We developed a large, massive fuel mitigation program that also brought heavy equipment, fire apparatus, all at no charge to the district. We took over control of the Quad County Hazmat Team. That's the first time that it hasn't been directly under Carson City since its inception. We've become a state recognized EMS training center. We don't have to send our people off to EMS training anymore. We can award CEUs in-house. We've scheduled monthly training and are going through a big revamp of our training across the board, across the spectrum. We've revised, updated, and introduced new agreements, found new partners and cooperators within the region. We fixed our EMS billing party, went third party, and our auditor, it was quite impressive. It was the first time I heard it when our auditor was sitting here and said that the biggest takeaway was fire billing, and it was spot on. And our revenue is going up there, not because we're billing more, but because we have better billing practices. We were able to get fire prevention back into the fire district, which helps us operationally. We've updated and created a capital improvement plan, as well as an operational improvement plan. We reinstituted a lot of past traditions and to help bring up the morale. That I'm particularly proud of because I can see it in the guys' face. And they're happy to be Story County firefighters. At least I truly hope they are. We've got a new medical director who's very proactive, who also signed on with the county themselves, is servicing us both. We've reduced our fleet fairly excessively just to save money, get rid of stuff that we're not using that we're continuing to pay for. And we've started a new mobile data terminal program that is going to be constantly evolving to help us respond more safely with more knowledge of what we're going to before we ever even get on scene. We've got real live mapping, and we'll be moving forward to doing more pre-fire planning. That's just going to be right at the tips of the fingertips of the IC to be able to pull that information up real time and respond appropriately. And we've finally gotten all the way we pay our staff in line with standards. Thank you to Comptroller McCain. The BCs were the only ones we had left off, and we have buttoned that up now as well. So those are just some of the achievements. I can't say that I outlined all these when I stepped in. A lot of it is just deal with it as it comes or when we see the need. So without diving too much into it, I just wanted to recap some of those things with the board.
Appreciate that, Chief. Before I go to my fellow commissioners, I wanted to ask you something important. I know that the fire district has struggled with turnover. You talk about employee morale. How do you feel turnover has been addressed? I don't think it's as big of an issue, but I'd like to hear it from you.
Turnover has slowed. We've had two employees leave. And in speaking to them, it was more family choices. It wasn't that they just didn't want to do a Story County Fire Protection District. So I think we're on path to that, and we're still looking at ways to improve that so that not only can we retain them, but we have better recruitment. So we're able to get those people in and hold them, because if we can't get them in, it's hard to hold on to. So we're still exploring better ways of doing business that way as well.
Okay. Well, I applaud the lower turnover, because that was always an issue for me was, you know, you invest X amount of dollars in training, we get these guys trained, and due to whatever issues, they leave us for another department. So the fact that we can invest some money in training, keep these guys on board, keep them happy is obviously important. So I'm obviously glad to hear that that is what the case is. So I'll go to Commissioner Gilman first if you have any questions or comments for the chief.
I'd tell him first that I really appreciate this self-evaluation report. I think he's done an excellent job, candidly. And I want to highlight the fact that he uses the word we in most of his presentation. We are, we will, we do. And you don't hear a lot of I. And I really commend him for his team approach to his business and his job and everything else that he's doing. And this this recap that he just shared with us, I think, is very important. I followed along during the year, and I believe he's done an excellent job across the board in his first year as our fire chief. So that's my comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Thank you. It's great to hear kind of what your goals have been and some of the progress that you've made, Chief. I think, you know, one of the things that I've been particularly impressed with is the way that you've stretched and expanded our fire capacity through creative structuring, grant funding. I've echoed that to a lot of members of the community to say, look, you know, take a look at what's going on with this fuels reductions program and how it's expanded our capacity to respond to incidents and things, because we have the ability to we have a larger staff to pull from as needed, but you know, it's not necessarily coming out of the taxpayer's pocket directly. So I really appreciate that. How are you feeling just in regards to professional fulfillment in your role?
You know, I feel, and I outlined some things within, is that if you'll notice, I didn't score myself. And I didn't score myself because I am my biggest critic. I strive for level. And I'm gonna quote one of my firemen, and he told me this the other day, and it sticks. And he goes, Chief, keep shooting for the moon, because if you only make it halfway, you're still an astronaut, right? And I like that view on it, is I am one that shoots for the moon, and I take it hard when I just don't get there. But we know the end result is good. So, you know, it's been a learning curve for sure. And I can see going into this next year where I do need more of that. I need to actually stop and visit with the crew a little bit at the station, attend some more specific training to allow me to get that education, do my job better. I got to slow down in a sense, not to interrupt where we're going and our future goals, but to make sure that we're taking care of our internal customers as well as our external customers, and not be the chief that that the guys never see. I want them to know me on a first name basis and have my ear, and be able to work toward that common goal better.
Yeah. Well, and I find that often when you take on a new project, if you will, the first period is spent putting the big things in place that are then the foundation for the smaller refinements. And so it may feel like you're moving towards smaller things, but in reality, you're narrowing the focus into excelling, right? In getting those things that fit in between once you've got the foundation in place. And so I realize that, you know, stepping into this role is a little different from your previous role in several capacities. And I just want to make sure that as you continue to move forward, that you're feeling personally fulfilled in the work that you're doing and getting what you need out of it. As you make sure that everyone else is getting what they need out of it as well.
And I am, and thank you, Commissioner, for bringing that up. I am, and I've built personal goals to be more fulfilled in the upcoming year.
Great.
Anything else, Vice Chair?
Not really. You know, I did kind of go through, and so I'm not going to go, you know, it's all excellent or distinguished across the board is where I kind of would put things. And I don't think we need to go through kind of line by line. You know, one of the things that's a little bit different about working within a government organization is I think that we approach incentives and those kind of things a little bit differently than you would in the private sector. And I want to, you know, acknowledge that. And I would say from my perspective, it certainly, you know, would be happy to hear from the other commissioners, but I have absolutely no hesitation on a step increase in salary. I don't believe in bonusing in that regard. But one of the other things I would like to put on the record is make sure that staff is including both the fire chief and the county manager in the compensation studies that we're doing top to bottom in the county, just to make sure they're not left out of that. So if we are out of line or under what is traditional or comparable, that we make sure that we look at bringing that in line for sure. So that would be my feeling on the compensation piece.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. A few things I'd like to touch on. You know, when you came on board, like you said, you are definitely shooting for the moon. And I was a bit unsure of how all that was going to play out. But I must say that over this past year, you know, you were able to show me and hopefully the rest of us that, you know, these weren't pipe dreams. These weren't outlandish goals or expectations. So I wanted you to talk about your billing process, how much you ended up getting us. And, you know, I think you've been able to, like Vice Chairman said, address some of these bigger issues in the fire district. And now you're able to focus a little more on these smaller issues, but they're equally as important. So, you know, I would say I've been working with you fairly closely over this last year, and I've been impressed with. Your ability to seek grant funding, because obviously I air quote free money, that truly helps us out. You know, the fire district has always operated basically at a zero or negative balance. And I think you're really shooting to get us in the positive, which is a fantastic goal. You know, and so overall, I've been very impressed with your work. You know, and I would just say, keep it up. You know, I think your intentions to get down and meet with your guys on a one-on-one is extremely important. You know, going back to the employee morale, we definitely don't want to spend money training these guys and then be unhappy. We don't need to cater to every single issue, but we do need to make sure that all of our employees countywide, you know, outside the fire district and in the fire district are being heard. you know, and that we are addressing issues because all of it is important. So I would definitely applaud you on that. And that's pretty much all I've got for the moment. I know how you feel regarding the step increase, and I would agree with you on that. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything regarding the step increase?
I agree with both of my fellow commissioners here. I think the step increase is absolutely warranted, and I think we need to look down the road as we do the evaluation that's coming, I believe, in July. And so that'll be a separate issue at that time. But certainly, I think the step is warranted at this point.
All right. My fellow commissioners, have anything else they want to discuss with the fire chief, or do we want to move on towards a motion? Motion is good?
No, yeah, I think I'm good.
All right. Well, do you entertain a motion then, please?
Yeah, kind of left it wide open for me here. I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to give a positive review to the fire chief for his performance this year, and further move to give a step increase in salary for the upcoming year.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief, for your hard work.
Thank you.
Be sure to keep it up. All right, moving right along, we are going on item number 14, which is to recess to convene as the Water Sewer Board. Moving on to item number 15, which is discussion for possible action, bringing back the comptroller. Water and sewer funds budget to actual review for the second quarter of the fiscal year. Comptroller McCain.
Good morning again. Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller for the record. Good morning, right?
Yep.
Okay, this is the second quarter report for the water and sewer finances. That period ended December 31st, 2021. As far as revenues look, we are trending just about at the 50% mark where we expect it to be. However, on a good note, both are slightly higher than the 50% with approximately 5% over what we projected, which is nice to see. On the expense side, water is trending slightly lower than the 50% at 45%, and sewer is trending at 42% usage. So we're saving money on that side while collecting a little bit higher. We watch both of these enterprise funds pretty closely. To give you a little bit of background, these funds need to basically support themselves as a business type entity. So the ratepayers are the ones that pay for all the operational costs. And we are currently looking at ways to ensure that this will continue to happen. As mentioned earlier, both of these funds have significant capital projects in the CIP plan to keep providing these services. And we're always looking for unconventional and out-of-the-box ways to get money, such as grants, to make these capital projects come to fruition. I think that's all I have for you there. If you have any questions for me.
Thank you, Comptroller. Let's go to the public first. Is there any public comment regarding the water and sewer funds budget review? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Comptroller McCain regarding the water and sewer fund?
I do not. Thank you, Jennifer, very much.
Thank you.
As a ratepayer, Vice Chairman.
Yeah, my only question is there was a there's a miscellaneous revenue line that shows up under both, and it looks like it's underperforming substantially. I'm just wondering if that's something we anticipate will come in, or if that was more of a kind of a placeholder in case something came in.
Off the top of my head, I'm going to say it's more of a placeholder. Sometimes strange things happen within these funds. For example, they may sell something that's not quite equipment sales, or revenues come in that were not really charges for services, and we need a place to put those in.
Got it. All right. Thank you. That was my only question. It's a minor thing, but with these funds, you know, trying to make sure we get we squeeze every drop out of them, so to speak.
Exactly.
All right. I don't have any questions for you regarding this review. Thank you for the review. I don't think there's any direction that the board wants to take at this moment. So we will move on to the next item.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Comptroller. Bringing us up to item number 16. This is to adjourn to reconvene as the Storyville County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number 17, which is discussion for possible action. Quarterly report by a county manager on matters of the county, including but not limited to plans, programs, staffing and resources, capital improvements, community engagement, and other matters of county importance. County Manager Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Thank you, Jennifer. Comptroller McCain, for giving an excellent fiscal summary of what has occurred in the county over the last quarter. This is to talk about administratively what's occurring in the county. And throughout any of this, I welcome questions as I move along. I really want to also kind of point out what I'm talking about here today really is the tip of the iceberg. 80% of what is happening on each of the items that I'm about to talk about are really being done by all the people you see here on the Zoom meeting. I believe that I'm simply administering, hopefully providing enough resources and guidance, but really they're the ones doing the work. And you do see a lot of the updates on these things occur with their staff reports at each board meeting. So I'll just kind of go down a list of items that are occurring right now, starting off with we're in the midst right now preparing for collective bargaining for the AFSCME General Employees Union. Human Resources is working on a comp study to look at all the salaries and benefits as they compare to the region. They're redlining the current contract to see where there might be deficiencies or needed changes. And they're preparing for a closed session to come up here with the board and discuss what the findings are and then get direction from the board. And also this year, LP Insurance is working very closely with the Human Resources Office in looking at the insurance for health benefits, where the experience rating is, what kind of other changes have occurred legislatively or otherwise, and that will ultimately end up in the total compensation program as part of those findings. Next, Jennifer, as you see, is working on the 2022 year budget. She is assembling her budget team again. And we'll be looking at all those things that are part of that collective bargaining element. We'll look at employees, equipment, capital improvement plan that will get approved by this board, hopefully, employee needs, equipment needs, all of that. So all the department heads are working with her right now, getting her all that information. And they're asking questions about, you know, can we get this piece of equipment this year instead of next year within budgetary parameters. A different element that will occur this year is a strategic plan should be completed here in March for the board to consider. And that strategic plan will, for the first time, provide some guidance on where we're going and where we're putting resources into the next budget. So we're excited about that. Now, dovetailing into the strategic plan, Linda Ritter is finishing off a few of the last appointed offices, including mine, and looking at where our goals, our objectives, all that will be in consistency with what the board has directed earlier. That strategic plan will come back to this board for workshop and discussion, get comments from this board, and then re-go back and tune it up and bring it back. Then the elected offices then will be able to join in and tie into that strategic plan. They're a little bit different because they have their own needs, their own NRSs, their own requirements. So their strategic plans may differ quite a bit from staff's on how that's structured, but nevertheless will be part of the budget for everybody moving forward. We are at the last leg of recruiting a community development director. We've been interviewing applicants as a team for quite some time, and we should have that office filled here momentarily. Regarding water, particularly in the Comstock, we are in the middle of the master plan update. That is about 90% complete. Far West Engineering has been doing the technical work on that. That will come to the Board of County Commissioners here shortly for a workshop, public comment, and discussion, and then ultimately back to the board for potential action. We need to, when we look at this master plan, we've been working with Walker and Associates, with Will Adler and U.S. government or government services with his team, and as well as Mike Nevin and people that are well-versed in water to look at where that master plan needs to go, what important goals and objectives we need to address, and taking note that Tumwa down in Washoe County, Carson City, and there's other entities wanting water. They believe there's surplus water, and we are making sure that our needs are met in accordance with decrees, as well as the old Carson City water agreement that needs to be renegotiated. And that will be next. We will be renegotiating the Carson City water agreement. That is pretty much what, who gets what water at what rate. That negotiation is on pause right now while these master plans are completed from the region, ours included, and then we'll begin that process here shortly. Going back to insurance, casualty, workers' comp, and auto, right now LP Insurance is our broker based on board action. They are marketing right now to look at what best insurance is available out there. Full pack is not necessarily the default. We'll look and see. They will also be bidding and providing their data. We'll go through that. We'll come to the board to look at what might be our best insurance actual carrier on those areas. We believe those results will be ready in about 30 days. The next thing is insurance with health benefits. I talked about it a little bit with the collective bargaining. LP Insurance on the health side is also marketing insurance now. We're with Cigna currently, and they're looking at, you know, Hometown Health, Cigna, you know, Prominence, other carriers. We're looking at our experience rating as far as what, how much insurance our group uses and compared to other measurables with the insurance company. And that will give us a little bit of room to see where we come out. The board will be aware of these findings here shortly. As far as are we looking at insurance increases or not, I anticipate based on the condition of the world that we will see possible in, insurance increases, but HR is working with LP to, and so is the comptroller's office and myself, to look at maybe there's some options to be able to offset those increases with other insurance options. Legislatively, we are reminded we're still in the interim session. The legislature seems to be working a little bit year by year now. It's almost, it's kind of concerning. But they're looking at bail reform and pretrial release and court fines. They're looking at revenue sharing. They're looking at revenue studies for Story County and the region. All of these things are, have not gone away. They're being discussed. There's committees reviewing them, and they're going to be back in the 2023 session. We're preparing for that. We're very aware of this. We're working with and communicating with our assemblyman and our senator, and others in the legislature, as well as with our lobbyists. This is why we have lobbyists working with the county year-round, because we need to be on top of these and be proactive and be ready for them or ahead of them in the next legislative session. Community development has been working on lots of different things. I'm really not speaking for them, but they do give you periodic updates. But they're working on updating and looking at the building codes and the possible fee calculations that go along with those to get those aligned with policy. They're working on with the fire chief on getting that transition of building and fire over to fire, which has already happened. And there's some fee implications that go along with that. So they're working those things out with our contract attorneys and their comptroller's office and others just to make that full transition. They've been working really hard on working with Tyler Systems to get all of their data migrated over to that program. It is a monumental task for every department and has been especially challenging for community development with some changes that have occurred in the past. This will probably be an ongoing thing, will go on for quite some time, as they have indicated a desire to transfer all paper files over to the Tyler system, which I think is excellent. They're working on that now. They're also working on abundance of files that are offsite and otherwise stored in paper fashion to electronically transfer those over. With planning also, that's not quite under community development, but Kathy and her team have been working on streamlining special use permit processes at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center to match those that are allowable in other parts of the county. She's working on the 2023 Story County Master Plan update. They're working on expansion of tri-commercial uses, which has already occurred, to go beyond the 10% limit, for example. That would be a long-term benefit to the county with sales tax revenues. Kathy's been working with the community rating system. As you're aware, we had a comprehensive town hall meeting down in Lockwood and really asked the community down there what they want, rather than us telling them what they should have. And they were pretty clear that they would like to see less regulatory bureaucracy, be able to do things that are reasonable when they make minor repairs to their homes or replacement of modular homes. And Kathy and her team have been taking that direction to update our community rating systems and policies to align with what's in the best interest of those people and as directed by this board. Kathy continues to work with the United States Geological Survey on the Highlands underground water studies. And those workshops are coming again for people to see what the results are. That'll be particularly interesting after the last storm. Kathy's continuing to work with Mark Twain flood and the Lockwood flood mitigation projects. She's working with the Washoe County folks on Lockwood area, and she continues to work with a subconservancy district. And now we're starting to have conversations with Lyon County departments on a interlocal plan that would apply to both of the areas for flood mitigation in the Mark Twain area. Story County Senior Services with Stacy York and Honey and with Laura have, as you're aware, have consolidated the food bank services and provided an excellent and food bank compliant programs for nutrition for different age groups in the county, particularly seniors and other disadvantaged people. Lockwood, Mark Twain, and Virginia City, as you're aware, are under an umbrella of all under the Story County Senior Services, and Laura and her team will continue to morph that program over the next months and into the next budget to provide a more consistent senior services program. A major part of that will be the Lockwood Community and Senior Center. That's important because it'll provide a commercial kitchen, and the commercial kitchen will be able to provide actual cooked meals to those people that are commensurate with what goes on this part of the county. Without that commercial kitchen, they'll continue to receive meals from Washoe County. They're fine, but we would like to increase that service, and this board has certainly given direction to do that. The cemetery is coming to the end here. We're continuing to work with the cemetery board and foundation to just get that memorandum of understanding solidified that will be ultimately ready for this board so we can do proper modern burials as well as preservation and even expansion of the cemetery. Last, on capital improvements, which we talk about quite a bit as a group, the capital improvement plan is near completed. Department heads are still sending me updates and little tweaks and tunes. I really appreciate that. We're getting the numbers right, getting all the funds and everything correct. We should have that to you shortly, and that will dovetail into the strategic plan and into the budget. Lastly, these are just some of the highlight, the big capital improvement projects that are being worked on. I described the Lockwood Senior and Community Center. Laura provided you earlier an update talking about some challenges with federal funding, whether it comes or doesn't come or becomes impossible to administer. There may be some questions we'd be coming to this board to look at. Are we going to do this and just do it with our funding or otherwise? We have made obligations to that community and we'll be talking about different methods we might be able to do that with or without grant funding. Virginia City Highlands, that community center would become vacant once we get that fire district shop online. That bid is being prepared by Public Works now. Lockwood Road easement, that bid is in preparation now for that road improvement. Lockwood's, the Sheriff's Office substation is anticipated to be budgeted for, at least be presented to this board. At that point, then in July 1st and beyond, we can get a new facility down at that location, including with an auxiliary office for county staff to stage down there periodically, including myself, to be accessible to that community. Virginia City, the freight depot, Thank you, Keith Loomis, for going, and Marnie Hansen Martinez, recorder, going through a tremendous amount of paperwork to give us finally the green light for Denny and his team to start booking weddings and certain events down there for the summer and beyond, with some limitation with the building improvements that'll be available at the time. And lastly, the courthouse. Laura has been working on the grant for the electrical rehabilitation of the building, as well as the steps in front of the building and the walkway corrections for ADA compliance and safety. That has been administered by Public Works, and it's up and running now. And that's all I have. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have on those or otherwise. Thank you.
Thank you, County Manager. Let's go to the public first. Does anyone in the public have any questions for Austin about what he's discussed? Give it just a moment here. As a reminder, you can use the raise your hand feature, or if you're calling in, star six to unmute yourself, star nine to raise your hand. Not seeing any takers. Commissioner Gilman, I'm going to start off with you. Do you have any questions or comments for everything that Austin's covered?
You know, not comments, but or questions, but comments. Certainly, I'm really enthusiastic about that comprehensive report. It contains so much of the planning that's gone on over the last many years, and it's really exciting to see it all come to fruition at this point in time. And so it looks to me like 2022 is going to be a banner year, and I'm sure that the public will be able to find that report from County Manager Austin online, and will be able to get a good feel for how much is really on the move here in Story County, and how very exciting this next year will be. And thank you for the report, Austin, very much.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Mr. Chairman Mitchell.
Yeah, I'll just concur with Commissioner Gilman. That's a lot of good work going on, lots of balls in the air, but really, really happy with the progress that's being made by Austin and everyone within the county. So thank you.
Yep. I will, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, I think both my commissioners have stated it best. Obviously, with everything that the entire country and the world has been through, I mean, I think we've made some very good progress. We still have a lot of work ahead of us, but, you know, I'm very comfortable with where we sit. Commissioner Gilman or Vice Chairman Mitchell, is there any other direction that we would want to give to the county manager in the form of a motion? Or are we happy, like you said, just moving forward as is?
I'm in favor of moving forward as is. I don't believe it requires a motion, but certainly I'll defer to my fellow commissioners.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with things where they are.
All right, great. Well, thank you again for that detailed report, Austin. And that is all. We're going to move on to the next item, if I can open my iPad. Moving on to item number 19, this discussion for possible action. Resolution number 21-636, setting grade and salary range of certain appointed county officers and employees fixed by resolution NRS 245.045 for the 2021-2022 fiscal year. Toby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is essentially just an update to one salary on this existing resolution list, which is the community relations coordinator. That is currently a grade 140. It is being reduced to a grade 126 to better match with the duties and responsibilities that have been revised into that job description. Much of the supervisory duties have been removed from that job description, so it is being reclassified as a grade 126. I'm happy to answer any further questions on that as well.
Thank you, Toby. Is there any public comment regarding item number 19 and the new grade setting? Not seeing any public comment, right? Commissioner Yeoman, do you have any questions or comments for Toby regarding this matter?
No, sir. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Well, with that said, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 21-636, setting grade and salary range of certain appointed county officers and employees fixed by resolution per NRS 245.045 for the 2021-2022 fiscal year.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Thanks again, Toby.
Thank you.
Moving right along, you're welcome. Moving right along to item number 20, this discussion for possible action, consideration and possible action, business license second readings, A through F. Is there any public comment regarding these business license readings? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman, would you make a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the business license readings under agenda item 20A through F.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Welcome to those businesses. Moving right along to item number 21 is the second and final chance for public comment. Is there any public comment today out there? Going once. No takers. Moving on to item number 22 is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 11:53, and we will call this meeting adjourned. See you all next month.